Welcome to Primary Attribute, where Castles and Crusades actual play podcast. My name is Ian. I'm the Castle Keeper, or Game Master, as it's known in a lot of other systems, and I use they/them pronouns.
Hey, my name's Adam. I play as the Vonzen, two furry foxfolk friends, who have no idea what's going on right now. It's been a while, you guys.
I'm Erin. I play Jesse Sweetbone Phelps, the half-orc ranger. We both use they, she pronouns. And Jesse, also, honestly, a little lost. It's really been so long.
I'm Kelly. I play Wealthy Taylor, the halfling wizard, currently melded with Weldroa and two skeletons forming some kind of icky centaur-looking thing. I don't know. We both use whatever pronouns you want to throw at us, and I'm with the other two. I have no idea what's going on.
If you get a chance, you should rate and review us on your podcast platform of choice. It helps people find us, makes us feel good about what we do, and you can tell us what's going on in your review. It will become dated very quickly and be very disorienting.
Oh yes, please do tell us what's going on in your review. I would love to know what you think is going on.
If you do well enough, I will steal your ideas.
Oh, no.
I will not actually do that. But I can't wait for someone's thesis on how this is actually a completely different setting or has several layers of simulation or something like that. At any rate.
How we're all just manifesting a homosexual fantasy through. Sorry, I'm still stuck.
No, that's last. Say,
that
that's
was the last.
Last
couple
I mean, interpretation. They're gonna feel what they feel about it in one way or another. It's fine.
I mean, I've been playing a homosexual the entire time, so I don't know what you're talking about.
As have I.
Yeah.
Yep.
Oh shit!
Homosexual was inside you all along.
Certainly, if you have the right attitude, that's how you can live your life. I think
that's, I guess, one kind of. It's one person's measure of success.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So yeah. In case you haven't guessed by our extremely witty introduction, it's been a hot second since we recorded the main campaign. So welcome back to the primary acting, also known as Primary Attributes Main Campaign. So what happened last time? You all had
telling you.
Yeah. You all had managed to get the crystal core of the facility you were in stable-ish. Not going to explode. You left the Grixen behind, as well as a small handful of other people, to work on it for a while, because it needs to stay up and running and not explode, because the city is pulling a lot of the magical juice that's going through it. So they're going to do their best to get it more stabilized and maybe even fully repair it. We'll see what happens. Meanwhile, the rest of you are all going to the secondary facility, which you need to get back online so that they can route some power around that way to take the strain off of the crystal core that they're at, and also to be able to run the pumps to drain the water from the last tunnels that are separating you from the city's core. You navigated through tunnels. Well, Jesse did. To a facility, apparently named AF2 DG1. And you guys found a, you know, big barrier door that had been assembled, like a metal door. And, you know, the whole thing had been walled off. It said danger in at least a couple languages. And you were like, it'll be fine. And you went through because by breaking the lock, because what are Vonzes for if not destroying various locks? You then went and went further in and you found a more standard stone wall. Hooray. Except it had a lock that you put your hand into and kind of squeezed it in a little bit and kind of a gel. You determined that it was trapped, so that could be a bad time if you don't like poison needles in your palm because you're not approved to be there. And you thought about it because you realized it was a pretty limited group of people who had access and went, I don't know who has the same, like, you know, handprint and vibe and magical energy or whatever as an old important guy we know. This other old important guy that we know who we picked up from a different universe. So you took advantage of the biggest security flaw of all. The biggest security flaw of all, not controlling for multiverse theory, and were able to get through. As part of this, You guys had found a skeleton of somebody who had the bad luck to be trying to dive through this door as it slammed down, who'd been cut in half, goblin, and you were like, we must respectfully reassemble this goblin skeleton off to the side. And so you did that. It was very
important.
Which
one of us was insisting on that?
It was you.
It was me. I'm sorry. I have no idea why I was
fucking
insisting on that.
Classic wealthy. I mean, you stole that. You didn't steal that one. You did steal one later.
It was short. It was short, okay?
Oh, we could make her look like a goblin riding a centaur.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Just the weird, goopy silhouette of one. Not upsetting at all. But speaking of, so you then saw the secondary facility. It's not in great condition. The magical conduits are obviously all powered down. So all that is left are the failing, just due to the sheer amount of time, emergency lighting red glow orbs that are barely enough to see by. Makes all the shadows strange and makes everything kind of meld together. At least if you don't have, you know, dark vision. If you have some of the elf or halfling specific kinds of vision, I don't know. I would have to look it up because those are weird. But you went inside.
My specific vision doesn't work downstairs. It only works in the air.
Only works on the second story.
Yep.
So you headed on in. You realize that the lock on the inside of this door had been utterly destroyed, like smashed apart and fused and magically wrecked. So you decided to keep your skeleton key, also known as FM, on the outside, along with Harper and a handful of other people. And the rest of you filed on in, crowding into this hallway, and shut the door behind you, and found that the rooms on this immediate hallway on both sides had been barricaded, most of them, and or locked. Gulvan's found a trap on one of them, but didn't explore further or try to disarm it. And then when you were trying to get a feel for everything else, you realized that there was a hidden panel in the ceiling that revealed a maintenance vent, and also revealed a body falling out of it. So that was fun. After a spirited discussion where you somehow convinced Wilthy to take in another skeleton and become a centaur-esque creature, you then got to watch said centaur climb up and down a ladder, which it helps be made of goop when you're
it's
doing that.
Maybe the worst thing that most of us had ever seen, as I recall.
Yeah, no, it wasn't a good time, I assume. But you climbed up, you saw that there were in fact maintenance access ways.
Sounds pretty impressive to me. Have you ever seen a horse try to climb a ladder?
That's not easy. That was our whole point, was that like horses don't climb, like horses can't deal with stairs.
Uh-huh.
And so like the idea that horses that a horse-like entity could maybe traverse a ladder was like deeply upsetting to anyone who had ever seen a horse.
Yes. But so you went up and you found, hey, there's some combination of Jeffrey's tubes, maintenance tunnels, ventilation, whatever you want to call it. Small narrow spaces full of machinery. And then headed back down, because for some reason you don't want to head off on your own into the darkness of an unknown space. Can't imagine why. It was further justified by the fact that earlier, and I should have mentioned this, you obviously found a lot of signs of violence going on in this hallway, including but not limited to gouges and slashes in the wall that when you ask S.H.I.E.L.D., they are pretty sure that it's either something with a magical blade or something with claws that can cut into stone. But I'm sure it's not here anymore and everything will be fine.
Yes.
Oh, that's right. You also left Jaspar outside. That has hopped into my memory.
Yes.
Yes.
I have that we brought Alara, Aramith, Lucky, Scorello, May, Green, Alvin, S.H.I.E.L.D., Juve, and Cog through.
I thought you...
So anybody else we didn't bring.
I forgot you brought Juve.
Well, I feel like the situationship with him and Grix had run its course, so...
So now he's just stuck with all these banana pants people. Because he probably can't get back to the city by himself or doesn't want to risk it.
Yeah, I mean, like, that's fair.
Slowly doing the mental math of how much less dangerous that would probably would be compared to whatever the fuck he's involved in right now. But yeah, so you were all standing in the hallway. You're ready to go further in. This is a long hallway, but it's clearly just going into the meat of the facility itself, which you haven't reached yet. So You could explore some barricaded doors, or you could go further in, or you could just sit here forever until the end of days.
I think we should just go further in at this point.
Yeah, I don't think sitting here that for that long is a great idea. I've got Call Me Al stuck in my head right now, and it's just going to stay there if all we do is sit here.
Why?
Shut up, that's why. I'm sorry.
A well-reasoned argument.
I don't have a response to that, so...
I didn't mean to.
Whatever.
What else?
I mean, I just have that repeated horn blast section going through my head over and over again, and it won't stop.
Is the... Sorry, Adam, is there, like, a context for why?
No.
So this is just a total non sequitur at the moment.
Yeah, it's painful.
Something that has never happened on our podcast before.
No, I just wanted to establish that this was not plot relevant in some way.
Not plot relevant, but if Vaughn stays here in the silence of this, whatever it is, hallway.
It's a hallway.
It's just gonna keep going.
All right.
Yeah. Okay. So, yeah, let's just go on.
So who's taking point? You can fit about two people across in this hallway.
I think Jesse's definitely taking point.
Shield should probably be in the back.
Well, there's nothing coming from the back.
You don't know that. You're not in the back.
Well, but like...
Currently, you're essentially in a dead end, so...
Yeah, I understand that, but that... I'm trying to maintain, you know, some semblance of...
Paranoia?
Knowing what the hell I'm talking about.
No, I like paranoia.
Shield goes to the back to help you maintain your street cred. Who else is walking alongside Jesse? I think is the bigger thing. I will assume the rest of the player characters are immediately behind her.
Since I have mass now, I will go...
So much mass.
you have so much mass, you could go in the back.
Okay, being in the back is boring.
So you're sticking the...
I'm sticking the Shield of the East in the back. Because it's used to being bored.
I mean, they, but sure.
Okay, fine. They. I'm sorry. That is correct. They. We don't talk about them very often, so I don't...
No, that's true. I regret that we don't have a reason to talk to them very often.
All right. Pulling. So Jesse's in front, along with Weldroa, the terrible tar, or horrible tar, as I've written on my notes. And you all proceed in. Are you going in stealthy? Are you going in loud? Are you going at a normal walking pace?
I feel like just normal. I mean, we already made like a lot of fucking noise in this hallway, so I feel like we've announced ourselves if there's anything in here.
Correct. Reasonable. Okay. You head on further in. Von's Eye specifically, can you make listening checks for me? Just to cover the fact that you have sensitive hearing.
Listening checks. Am I making two listening checks?
Yeah, make one for each of your characters. So they're wisdom checks, and then...
This app makes noise now? Okay. I've only got a 13 and a 14, respectively, so that would be... You say that's a wisdom?
Yeah. So I think you might actually be 25 for both, because one of them's level 10, the other one's level 9.
Yeah, and you add, like, plus 2 for...
For Foxfulness.
Yeah. I guess it'd be 25 for both.
You both hear the exact same thing, at the exact same fidelity. Da,
da, da, stop! Da, da. Adam, you can't, because that's copyrighted.
No, you can, because if he's making the noise, then he can't.
It's still copyrighted.
No.
We had this debate before, and everyone told me I was wrong. For arguing exactly what Aaron's arguing right now.
You still have to get the license to be able to, like, play the thing. It's a lot less, but...
Yeah, it's mechanical.
Yeah, okay. I'm not gonna argue.
This has been your regular sidebar on digital copyright, which comes up a surprising number of times on this podcast.
If you'd like to correct us on copyright, write to us at primaryattribute.com.
Mostly, we don't want to get a takedown notice.
Yeah.
Like, that would suck.
That would suck, yes.
All right. So, Vons and Cool Vons. At the very edge of your hearing, drifting from far away, you hear singing. Much like, say, a child on the other end of a long, long pipe. High-pitched, tinny.
And okay, but what are they singing?
Roll an intelligence check. Spoiler alert, it's not Green Day. I'm tempted, but no.
Or Paul Simon.
It's also not Paul Simon.
Okay. Well, one of them got somewhere.
Which one?
Let's, Von, OG comes first. He got 16. And the other new recipe, Cool Ranch, he got 20. Which makes sense. He's got much more pop culture knowledge.
Even in this, a universe he's not from, he got here.
Vaughn has no.
He got here and was immediately like, I understand what all the cool kids listen to.
Quicker than other Vaughns, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's a. I think both of you realize you don't know it. Like, it sounds like there are words, but as you concentrate on it, like, nothing is resolving into any language that you know. The syllables are kind of melting together. It's much more tonal.
Oh, that's not scary at all.
Yeah. It reminds you more of, like, a children's song, or, like, kind of a nonsense song you'd sing to yourself, than anything structured. There's no chorus, there's no drop, anything like that, as far as you can tell. And the melody is fairly simple.
Okay. It doesn't sound like there. It's some little girl who's like jumping from square to square and.
No, it's a little girl who's playing with a daisy right before a blast.
That's actually less upsetting somehow.
Well, you don't know. You have not yet pinpointed the source of the noise. So what sort of haunted little girl? It's hard to say for sure.
All right. Well, they've got nothing that they can really tell anybody. They just. I mean, sounds like there's somebody up ahead. They sound
Do
small.
You actually tell us that you hear something?
Mm-hmm. But not like there's like a lot to tell, right? Because we don't recognize the song.
Sure.
How do you phrase it?
Like, hey, there's somebody up ahead. They sound little.
Little?
Mm-hmm, little.
How can you tell that they sound little?
What? How can you tell that I sound like a fox? That's.
Well, I mean, I don't know. You kind of sound like you kind of sound like any woodland creature to me.
So all woodland creatures just sound alike to you, huh?
Yeah.
You walked into that one, Jesse.
You're like, yeah, kind of. Like, I just don't know, like, what the differences are.
Uh-huh.
Can you describe what you're hearing?
I mean, they sound childlike, kind of high pitch, but you know, okay. Don't let that decide for you. They could still be some kind of a monster.
Oh yeah, I mean, I'm certain it's a monster, even if it's not like a raw monster. It's definitely something fucked up. So,
it's fair to assume that down here. Yeah,
I'll like go carefully forward. How long is the fuck is this hallway? I feel like we've been going down this hallway forever.
You've just been walking very slowly to account for this conversation. Or you stopped. All right. You exit the hallway. Into a very short other hallway. Purely for humor's sake. And then you end up on, in a shocking twist for the architecture of the arcs as a whole, a walkway around the edge of a large cavern.
What? That seems wrong.
Did we get turned around?
No, because the last cavern you were in did not. Well, it had a giant crystal in it, but this is a much more kind of almost spherical cavern. And it also has a giant power core crystal thing in it, which you would expect. Well, I mean, you're coming to a power facility.
Yeah, we were on purpose coming to find another crystal room.
This one looks wrong, though.
Wrong this. Okay, the last one looked wrong.
Usually they do not grow outgrowths and strange spiraling.
Oh, great. It's got cancer.
Not tesseracts, but other things that, you know, splinter down to halves and halves or other minor shapes over and over again and get finer and finer. So yeah, it twists to various places. Part of it embeds itself in the ceiling near you. There is a faint glow running throughout it. Oh, that's right. And also the stone here, you guys noticed last time, is fairly rich with, or maybe you didn't. Wealthy, make an intelligence check.
Oh, for God's sake.
Just wealthy?
Yeah, you can all make intelligence checks. So if you had a dwarf, I'd be like, this is Stonecraft. Finally, this is your chance. But you don't, so you can just all roll.
16?
Jesse got a 7. On a prime. Jesse got a 17. I'm certain that means nothing.
Well, Vons and Vons got intelligence. A 19 and a 28.
Okay.
No, a 27.
Jesus. All right. Cool. Vons notices the most, apparently. This is just fascinating. But basically, you do see that going throughout this giant crystal, there's a very, very faint, like, kind of sickly green pulse of light that happens. It's like every several seconds. It's, you don't know if it's some weird leftover magical power or what. But it helps you notice that in the walls, there are veins of this stuff. It looks like whatever rock this is in, between all of you, it's shot through with veins of the and flakes of the kind of stuff one would tend to use to make a magical crystal or some other thing that is very magically conductive.
Neat.
Huh.
Okay. What color is the crystal?
Right now, mostly a kind of translucent grayish white because it's not particularly powered at the moment. There is that dull green that goes through it occasionally, but we're talking like a glow stick halfway down a football field from you.
Oh, okay.
You can tell it's there by contrast mostly.
what's the color of the stuff that looks like it would be made into a crystal in the walls? What color is that?
Also mostly a translucent whitish thing, except you see that pulse of green occasionally, which kind of lights it up for you.
Okay, so that would seem to indicate that I would say that would seem to indicate that the, and I'm always wrong on these things, but I'm going to say it anyway, that the crystals are fabricated within these rooms from whatever crystal is here in the stone, whether the crystal already existed or was brought into being from that stuff that's in there. That makes sense.
I mean, it doesn't not make sense. I do think that's a huge extrapolation from very little data. But also, Jesse doesn't know jack shit, so... Jesse just, like, kind of nods and goes, yeah, okay,
sure.
Yeah.
But, yes, your initial evaluation, too, of, oh no, it's sick, is pretty accurate from what you know about the way these crystals are supposed to be. Something went weird with this one. And it didn't turn into goop, so it's a new and different kind of weirdness you haven't encountered before.
Okay.
I should say, you do also see that this facility is very large, as we established last time, now that I think about it. That did seem to be built to be pretty standalone. Not like people were trapped in here necessarily, but more like you didn't have to go to the grocery store very often, you know? People, like, the ventilation and stuff was at least set up to be that way, and the power distribution. So you would guess that there are probably, you know, barracks or living quarters in here and research spaces and things like that. Maintenance rooms, etc. But you don't have a lot of details on this because I believe Cog observed that eventually in the logs, this place just kind of stops being mentioned. And his best guess, based on the giant danger wall you established, is that someone either stopped being used and just got dropped off the map, or someone, you know, buried it, or it just stopped being mentioned for whatever reason in a, you know, we don't talk about that kind of way.
We don't talk about Bruno.
Yeah.
Where did we leave those of the high mountains?
I'm not 100% sure.
They didn't stay with the Grixen, did they?
I don't know that we would have left them with the Grixen.
I think they left them outside, actually.
Did we leave them outside with like Frymeath and them?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
I think you were worried about fitting through the door. But yeah, I vaguely remember because
they can just go around.
Yeah. I feel like I vaguely remember you guys leaving them outside in part because just going to miss out on a bunch of very weird and interesting conversations between that particular group of people.
I feel like the best reason that we would have had to leave them behind is that, like, whatever is going to go on in here is, like, maybe going to like, maybe might potentially conflict with their, like, programming.
With their orders, yeah.
Yeah.
The primary but,
like,
purpose.
But, like, we don't have any way to know exactly what, so... Anyway...
Yeah, but it's like, just because throwing a blanket over my computer will probably make it overheat doesn't mean I'm going to test it, just in case I'm wrong.
Yes. Anyway. Okay. So, I don't know, I guess just, like, look... I feel like maybe just kind of start looking around more.
Okay.
Yeah, makes sense to me.
Two people roll... You can choose either wisdom or intelligence to just... kind of look around from where you are, look over the railing, squint at signs, and try to get an idea of what this place is like.
I'll do,
that's a 19.
I'll do wisdom.
Okay.
I'm a 19 on intelligence.
I'm a 17 on wisdom. Wow. We are sure looking around, huh?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. This is a place. There's various levels. There's doors or doorways that lead to hallways off of them. And... you know, there were probably signs at some point, but either they've been damaged or, you know, they got blood on them at some point, making them hard to read or other stuff. All right. And Wealthy specifically, make a wisdom check.
All right. It's not my best, but. Yeah. Oh, hey, 26 on a not prime.
All right. You feel kind of tingly every time there's a little pulse through that crystal.
I feel kind of tingly. What kind of tingly? Like good tingly? Or shivery tingly? Or spidey sense tingly? Or tingler in a 1950s theater? What kind of tingly?
You just keep going. I'm curious how many you'll come up with. Very briefly, being inside a microwave kind of tingly.
God! Okay, I shudder and I say, oh, that's not pleasant.
It's a little weird getting filtered through the Sadroa body, but it's basically a wash of magic. And you know that very high concentrations of unchanneled magic can be...
problematic.
Not healthy.
Yeah. I'm going to ask Sadroa, you know, is that harmful to you, to us in particular, or...
I don't know. I am somewhat magic, so probably not.
All right. Did it feel as unpleasant to you as it did to me?
We're sharing a body, so yes.
Just because we're sharing a body doesn't necessarily we experience the body in the same way.
Oh my god.
Well, I don't know. Okay, so you didn't like it either. All right. That's good to know.
It wasn't great. But we may be more durable than others, or it may tear us apart more easily. We suggest not finding out.
Yeah, you're a real chipper one. Okay, so I'm going to let everybody know that we just experienced magic that is uncontrolled, and it would probably be best for all of us if we got this done as quickly as possible.
Well, yeah, I mean, like, we need to meet back up with Grix as quick as possible. Did anybody else, like, see or... hear anything useful, or...
Who
I don't know.
Has low light vision specifically?
Okay.
Or something that would work off torchlight. Because dark vision has a range. Low light vision usually doesn't.
I can't remember what I have.
I think you have low light vision. So,
might be.
Vontai, roll wisdom checks.
Right. That looks like I rolled a 20 and a 10, so original Von's crit success, and I'm pretty sure, yeah, that was him. Wow. Okay, neat. And new Von, you said it was a wisdom check?
Yes.
Any bonus to sight or anything?
No, your sight abilities are letting you make this check.
I see. Then this would be a 19.
Okay. Where's my recipe, Von?
Mm-hmm.
Good job critting. A+.
I can look at things.
You can. You can look real good. You see something. This is a vast, vast space. And you see something moving. You see it like move just kind of across and behind the crystal, like out of your field of view. But you actually manage to catch a glance of it, unlike everyone else. It catches the light just right in one of the pulses. It is something that is hovering and looked a little iridescent when the light washed over it. And I need you to make an intelligence check to try to identify it.
Oops. I rolled two dice. Okay. Not better. 17, 8 intelligence?
Yeah.
So that would be 18 on a prime?
Okay. I'm trying to think if you'd know enough to have heard of this.
I don't know.
I don't think you have. I mean, you figure out that it's a creature, but beyond that, you're not sure. You would probably, but with that 20, you can describe it to somebody else, at least roughly.
So, like, with charades, or?
I mean, I would assume with words.
Yes, and I will give you those words, because I didn't give you a ton of description. But it was kind of like a half dome, or like flattened spherical shape. It kind of looked like it had a hard exterior. And now that you think about it, the way the light reflected off it, it almost looked like there were eyes running around the outside of it, like the outer edge. Oh,
God.
So there's like some kind of a giant squishy ladybug over there, but like glowier. Squish, lots of eyes. Crawling. Just scooting. Right behind the crystal.
Sound it's familiar like a, to any of us?
Jesse and Wealthy make wisdom checks. Or sorry, make intelligence checks.
Think these crystals are infested?
And I will roll one for Squirrello and for Shield based on that fascinating 25. Description.
14.
Oh, wait. Yeah, okay, this is intelligence. Never mind.
Yeah. So 25 on a prime. Wealthy, you think you've heard of something like this?
Okay.
13th level. I'm going to say that you've heard of this, but you don't know a lot about it. I think that's going to be the thing. That sounds a lot to you like a prismal eye. Also known as a non-oculus.
A non-oculus? That sounds like a non-oculus. And now you're as smart as you were before.
The main thing you have been taught is that these things are insanely dangerous.
Oh, God. And we should avoid it.
And are especially dangerous to wizards, although you didn't get a lot of detail, because why would there be one of those on our tiny, relatively constrained ecosystem? I'll see you had other things to study for that day.
Yeah, this is dangerous, and we should probably be really, really careful as we're checking this out, because I don't know whether or not this is gonna fly.
Squirrello bends in and said, "Did you say a non-oculus?"
That's what I said.
Fuck.
That's what I was thinking.
What's wrong with them? What do they do?
They are one of the only creatures that might be more intelligent than me.
Uh-oh.
Oh. Well, like, I mean, if they're real smart, couldn't we reason with them?
They crave what all good people do. Territory, power, food. Sources of magic. Blood, some of them. They don't usually have claws, so blood. I'm a little bit terrified. But not that I would ever be terrified.
Of course not.
But the main thing is that those eyes they have spells much like magical powers. They each do something different, and almost all of them are extremely dangerous.
Okay.
Nice to get specifics.
Do you think we could neutralize this creature with pepper flakes?
They have protection.
Ooh, or an onion.
Eyes. I'm not sure it's been tried, or if the person who tried it simply did not survive to tell about it. So it could work. At any rate, if you want the list of things it can do, because I'm very smart. Well, it can use magical foresight to read what's going to happen. It can reanimate the dead. It can use prismatic spray. It can cause harm. It can cause disjunction, which if you value your spellcasting ability, you don't want to be anywhere near. And also that can disjunction of a few spells powerful enough to destroy artifacts. So that's not usually good. It can immobilize you. It can enervate you, which is like having your life force sucked out. You forget things, your weekend. Some might say your level of ability goes down.
How?
It can polymorph and it can teleport you. Just somewhere.
Oh. I mean, we've had people get teleported other places before. It's not great.
It does not usually care too much about if you end up inside something else.
Oh.
Yeah, that's often a problem with evil that can teleport.
And it is, of course, immune to most magic.
Of course. What magic is it not immune to?
Sound.
Sound. Okay.
Okay.
What does that mean? Loud sounds? Soft sounds?
Magic
jarring
that causes
sounds?
Thunderous claps, or perhaps would cause an explosive boom that would break something. Things like that.
I don't think we're equipped to handle this.
Oh, and it's telepathic, so we shouldn't get too close to it. Although, I believe it has to know you're there for that.
Huh.
Oh, and it can, of course, bite you.
Oh, no, not bite us.
What happens if it bites us?
It hurts you.
So nothing, you know, like it's not poison or anything?
No.
Just...
But it will try to eat you.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, that does sound pretty fucked.
I suggest that we keep it, that Vons keeps an eye, keeps an ear out for the creature. We gotta spend some time in here looking for the shit we're looking for, looking to see if there's anything we need to see. And then, as soon as that thing moves, or as soon as we're finished, we move out of here. Hopefully without disturbing it.
What if we did not that and just left? And,
Well, we have to actually do the thing here. It's kind of not optional. Hey, Cog.
Yeah?
What do we do?
Well.
You're in charge. I'm putting you in charge. Tell us what to do.
Yeah, you're my boss.
Okay, then. Well, we're in a giant facility. It's a little bit poorly defined. I think we should go and probably go into some of the hallways not close to that thing. And see what we can turn up about what they were working on here. Because I doubt they made that crystal do that on purpose. But maybe they did, and maybe there's a way to control it. And even then, even if we can just find, you know, here's the big red button you press to turn this thing back on. Yeah, it'll explode in 3 days, but then you got 3 days. That's good to have two. So.
Okay.
Let's move.
Yeah, so we'll spread out and start doing an investigation of the hallways, I guess.
Are you splitting up to cover more ground?
I think we're splitting up. Well, we have so many people.
Uh-huh.
yeah, we'll split up into three groups. We'll do the Vonzas and Aramith and Lucky and Jesse and Alara and Squirrelo and Green will go in another group, and then we'll Droa and May and Juve and Cog will go in another group. And S.H.I.E.L.D. will just act as like a general lookout.
S.H.I.E.L.D. is playing shortstop. Got it.
Well, also there was the whole thing of like somebody, actually, I think Lucky can't go because I think Lucky was doing like communicating back to the, Frymeath.
That's right. Yeah, you posted Lucky up at the entrance, although that could be of limited utility at this point. So that's right. I think she was going to go back at regular intervals and check in.
Yeah, I think she was going to go back like on the schedule. So
she can hang with S.H.I.E.L.D.
Good. S.H.I.E.L.D. can protect her.
All right. So they'll go and they'll kind of go back against the wall on the far side of where he last saw this thing. And then the rest of you split up.
And Vons, go our separate ways.
Adam, roll a d6 for me and just tell me what you get.
4.
Okay. Aaron, roll a d6 and tell me what you get.
I got a 5.
Okay. And
3.
Thank you.
That's Kelly, always trying to jump ahead.
Okay. Just trying to move things along.
We appreciate that. All right. So all of you split up. You find that there are, you know, stairwells leading down to other levels. Everyone just kind of grabs one and goes. And the idea that the space is large, you know, hundreds of yards across, kind of large. But if you get back there, at least you can probably yell for help. So kind of everyone's going to take a level and stick to the edge and try not to attract the attention of the thing that can kill and eat them, which is always a good idea. Well, Droa,
mm-hmm.
You have a mighty crew of May and Juve and Cog.
Okay.
And head on down to, this place is basically 4 levels. You head down to, so you're at the level just above the bottom. And you find your way past some barricades into what looks to be a research area, you would guess, based on what you can see.
Yay, research!
Almost all of these rooms are barricaded. Some of them are not. How carefully are you planning on picking through here? Do you want to be thorough? Do you want to be super fast? Do you want to just go for what's convenient?
Somewhere between convenient and super fast.
All right.
We're going to take cursory glances at what's left on benches. We'll move papers and stuff, but we want to be careful not to make too much noise.
Okay, roll a wisdom check for me.
That would be a 27.
Okay. You remember to check for traps. Not usually a hazard in a research facility, but this place is weird and bad. So, I'm going to make a check for your two resident rogues. Juve comes in clutch and flags a few things for you. There are a bunch of improvised traps going on here. It looks like people are trying to barricade doors and otherwise trying to get to safety, and some of the more enterprising folks basically took their science experiments and rigged them to do things like explode. But
Okay.
you manage to work your way past those, even if it causes a few trap probes to be broken in the process and some light cursing on Juve's part. And you head in and you're digging around and make an intelligence check as you go through the papers.
That's a 28, 28, 30 on a prime.
You're just saving all your rolls for now. All
Guess
right.
so.
So you do find some notes that you can make heads and or tails of. Give you a couple of things. One, they let you know that you are in no big twist at all. Very close to the core, which is part of why this facility is here. Two, confirms what you already observed, that there's magical crystal shot through all the rock around here. And three, that they were looking at seeing how much they could purify that crystal as a means of increasing basically its efficiency. Because, as you know from long experience, the magical conduits tend to get kind of hot, or freeze, or occasionally windy or electric, depending on, what kind of day the magic is having. And basically, if they removed more imperfections from the crystal, it might help lose less of that magic to various effects around the conduits itself.
So purifying the crystal would be a good thing.
Yes.
Okay. How
It's.
far had they gotten in that process?
Make another intelligence check. This is
Oh
kind of a
God.
combination of search and.
This isn't going to be good. Well, 22, 24 on a prime.
You think they got pretty far? This isn't really your field. But the tone of some of the notes seems very, promising. The notes also
Okay.
kind of suddenly stop at a certain point.
Yeah, I wonder why.
Yeah, I don't know.
Could it have something to do with the monster? Nanoculus, whatever the hell it is. Okay. Do I see any notes having to do with starting it back up again?
You do not.
Okay.
It seemed like from what you were reading, kind of filling in the blanks, that this place was just kind of humming along. It was essentially, a fork in the road, so to speak, for the magical power from the core. Like, there wasn't meant to be some elaborate startup shutdown thing for this. Although there are
Okay.
mentions of being cautious about how much magic they pump through this thing. But you also know that this is early days, and they were very concerned about that back towards the start.
Okay. And I've got Cog with me, right?
Yeah.
Hey, Cog. Do you think that between the two of us, we could get this crystal going if we had to?
I mean, probably, but we should at least try to figure out how all those outgrowths are going to affect it.
Yeah.
You don't want to
I
start a fire in
understand
half a
that.
fireplace, you know?
Yeah, I get it. Okay, I presume we've learned all we're gonna learn here.
At least for now, as we cut to Fonzus.
Oh.
You stay up on the level you're on, and you head over to a different area, sector, whatever. And you encounter what you're pretty sure are the living area, or living quarters. They are.
And their kitchen?
Yes.
Ooh.
Vaughn's in your single-minded focus on the kitchen. You walk past a couple of things. Now, cool, Vaughn's. And Aramith both kind of pause and notice. Mostly that this was an area semi-close to where some of that crystal had grown and warped off of the core and into the wall. And there are spikes of it that have come out across the hallway, down from the ceiling, things like that.
It's probably not good.
Probably not good. And
Unless it's very good.
original recipe Vons, you kind of go, you just hop over a mummified corpse that is across the doorway to the kitchen, and you're in the kitchen now.
Oh.
There's a lot of blood.
Mummified.
Well, there's not as much blood as you
think. It can't be that mummified if there's lots of blood.
There's blood splatter in this kitchen. But as far as how mummified it is, it's been in here a long time. It's pretty warm and dry in here overall. So you'd guess that's more to do with it than anything, although it is weird. Actually, yeah, you as a preserver of creature bits would know that you'd probably have to bleed and or, you know, clean like one cleans a fish, something to have it preserved this well. Mm. If you want to do like a medical examination, you can. That's just a check.
I mean, well, it sure is as much of a medical examination as Vaughn's can do.
All right, make an intelligence check, Scully.
Well, that's not great. Rolled a 4, so I guess. Wait, is this OG or new?
This is OG.
Then that would be a 15.
You're reasonably certain the patient is dead. You do see that, again, it looks like claws were used. And actually, since it's OG, you didn't notice any claws on the nonoculus? And maybe they're all folded up against its bottom or something, but from what you saw and from what Scarella described, it doesn't seem to jive with the nonoculus.
Yeah, it's going to have like some kind of natural attack thing, right? Like, this guy's just desiccated, dried out.
It looks like they were slashed up at some point.
What happens?
Yeah,
like what happened to the body, even if the corpse is desiccated.
Yeah, there's still a lot of tissue damage in various slashing and gouging fashions.
Or there would be, but there's not.
No, there is.
No, that's what they're saying.
Is. Yeah, oh, there is, and that doesn't jive with the nonoculus, so.
Oh.
That is perhaps a lie.
Now I get it.
Yeah. There you go.
So there's something in addition to a nonoculus hanging out here.
That or it's a really weird nonoculus. But
it's a real pervert.
Yeah. It's really into limbs. What a weirdo. Do you want to search the kitchen?
Well, yeah. Hasn't finished making his sandwich yet.
I don't know that he started making a sandwich unless he brought the ingredients from home. Well,
we're looking for ingredients.
Everything's a sandwich if you're Vaughn.
Eventually.
Just need to layer it enough. And eventually you get two of the same thing on either end and it works out. Make a wisdom check to search the kitchen.
18.
You determine that most of this food has super, super, super spoiled.
Useless.
But most of it. Only most of it, Vaughn's.
Well, the stuff that's not going to spoil is going to be like honey.
Yeah, you find a wax-sealed jar of honey.
It's not nothing. There's usually honey around zombies, or not zombies, mummies. Yeah.
This is also worth quite a bit, you remember.
Oh, right. Yeah, that's right.
And it might be useful for your little experiment.
Also, it could be useful for the cure, yeah.
Yeah.
Also,
oh,
it's
yeah,
delicious.
We're still trying to do that. Jesus. Okay.
Also, it's what?
I said also, it's delicious.
Yes.
Oh, yes. The other plot line we've carefully put to the side so we can finish this plot line. Rears its ugly head momentarily. Somewhere far away, grad students and professors and interested civilian scientists do their best.
Somewhere far below.
Yes. But yeah, so Vaughn, you got some honey. And I assume you guys search for other stuff too. Cool, Vaughn, make an intelligence check as you are searching.
Crit fail. No, oh wait, that's a 7. I'm blind, you guys.
You got the paper to tell you so and everything, huh?
They don't give you a paper, just a diagnosis. And,
Oh.
If you think of it, you can ask for a parking pass.
Sure.
And then they send you a little card. It's kind of nice.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's what I mean.
Doesn't say I'm blind, though.
Fair enough.
It's probably why you tend to forget the parking pass.
Yeah. So let's see. 7 plus this is Kulvan, so
yeah.
9. On wait, wisdom?
Intelligence.
intelligence. So 7 plus 10 is 17.
Honor Prime.
Honor Prime.
All right. Cool, Vons. This universe's version of you has wandered off to find snacks. I imagine you appreciate this on an academic level, but are more worried about continuing to be alive and getting out of here.
Uh-huh. Yeah, although if they've got any Cheetos lying around.
There are no Cheetos.
It's been a minute.
There are no Cheetos or Skittles. Maybe if you put some soda next to this green stuff long enough, it would turn into Mountain Dew. We just don't know for sure.
Yeah, this kitchen looks pretty useless.
Oh my god, if there was something on the wild magic table where the closest beverage turned into Mountain Dew, that would be hilarious.
That would be good. Magic item Mountain Dew.
Is that what Aerosene tasted in the goop room?
Aerosene tasted emotions, memory serves.
I mean, that's a kind of...
I have emotions when I drink Mountain Dew.
You're going to say if Mountain Dew would evoke those emotions, then sure, that could have been what it tasted like.
I don't know.
Ooh, yeah, we're
I still
not judging.
So badly want to know what that was, and I feel like you didn't actually write it down at the time.
Liquid Crystal is secretly Mountain Dew gamer fuel.
It's just the juice that you get when you crack open a plasma TV and squeeze out the display.
Oh god.
Slurp.
Horrible.
But cool, Vons, what you do find is you see a barricaded room that it looks like something broke through the barricade, and you figure out how to get up and over it without having to haul a bunch of heavy furniture out of the way, and can slip inside. You find a dead guy and his desk and bed and other such things. But there is a conspicuously neatly placed book of some kind with a pen resting on, or like with a, yeah, with a pen resting on top of it on the desk itself.
Vons has been learning to read.
Yeah.
Let's give it a shot.
All right. Roll an intelligence check to try to decipher script.
In which case, the Smithsonian needs you.
Oh, 3 on the die. So, 14? No, 13.
On a prime.
Yeah.
Okay. You can puzzle through a little bit of this. You're not super great with the date system here yet, but you do get, you know, these are dated entries progressing forward. And that the last couple of entries are very neatly written, like the person was putting in extra effort. And that there at the end of the final one is a repeated character several times in a row. And I think if you sound it out, it essentially goes, ah.
That's weird. Why would someone write that out?
You do have 2 people who can ask for help.
Okay, you realize how hard I've been avoiding, resisting really the urge to say look at the bones in a Scottish accent every time Wealthy Waldrewa walks through the scene. There's so many bones.
What does that have to do with this?
What does that have to do with anything?
All of a sudden we're allowed to drop Monty Python references.
What?
I'm not sure which Monty Python reference that is.
Never mind. All right. Moving on.
Maybe it was by dictation.
Sorry, I genuinely don't know which Monty Python reference.
No, neither do I.
Ian's a monster. Okay.
So, I made a reference to Holy Grail. I'm not sure exactly what I was referencing.
Also, Grail. Come on.
Okay. It's been a really long time since I saw it. Do you want to search the room itself beyond the conspicuous book?
Oh, yeah.
All right. Roll another intelligence check. You have some time to be thorough. As you hear, Original Recipe Vons going through just every single cabinet.
Okay, this looks pretty solid. Rolled a 16 int. Put it at 26.
Okay. On the person themselves, you find a pair of glasses.
Sure.
You find, I don't know, you find 17 gold and 6 silver in currencies that don't super match what you've seen up here. You also find a couple more books that are in good condition. And you find something that is twigging a part of your brain you did not expect to be twigged while you were here. You find a small, flat rectangle made of magical crystal in kind of an elaborate pattern, and it sure seems to have the image of what you could guess maybe this guy looked like on part of it.
Aha. Uh-huh. So like a photo?
It's reminding you more of a pass card.
Huh. And there would be other data on it, or is it just the photo?
I more mean like a key card that you're like, yeah, like a badge that, you know, you'd tap to unlock a door kind of thing.
Uh-huh.
Or slide through a magnetic reader, given the era that Cool Vons is from.
Right.
Yeah, so it reminds you of
something. You wouldn't have RFID yet.
Yeah, it reminds you of something like that. Or at least RFID was in its infancy, relatively speaking. But yeah, so it makes you think that you now have an access card to what you're not 100% sure. Kind of depends on how important this guy is.
Huh.
You also know you haven't really seen security like this before. Although when Aramith was teaching you stuff, she did teach you about like magic item key locks. Those are semi-common above a certain level of security, at least. Yeah, so no obvious immediate use, but you have essentially found a key, probably. And maybe it has other stuff on it, you're not sure.
All right, well, it's not nothing.
Don't know what it is, but it's not nothing.
Yeah. All right. So you've done that. Aramith or someone can help you with the reading later. Because real quick, Jesse.
Yes. Do you like a wisdom or a charisma or an intelligence? I don't know why it would be charisma. I don't know why I said charisma. That would be crazy.
You smile just right and the place reveals its secrets to you. Roll.
I roll up and go, what's up?
How you doing?
How you doing?
First off, roll a dexterity check for me to just cover trying to move quietly.
To 27.
All right. It's pretty good. And then roll a wisdom check as you enter this new space.
17 on a prime again.
Okay. So you are entering what you... Well, you're not sure what it is, because whatever is going on with that crystal, like, there were some spikes of it where the Vonzai are. The place you're in looks like it was kind of... If there was a snowstorm made of weird crystal, all of which is actually managing to glow kind of a sickly green.
A snowstorm of green crystal?
As in, like, it's piled up, it's sticking to all the surfaces, there's kind of, like, icicles of it, and weird twisting spirals of it. It's hard to move through, and several of the doors have been kind of, you would guess they were crusted shut, but it also looks like something broke through several of them. And this whole place, if a glow-in-the-dark star was evil, that's roughly the color this place is glowing right now.
You said it's like glow-in-the-dark star color, but evil?
Yeah, if a glow-in-the-dark star was evil, it would glow this color. So, you know, the color glow-in-the-dark star glows, but menacing.
Yeah, okay. I mean, it sounds like the fucking all wheat, but okay.
Your emotions are evoked. And you also pretty quickly determine that this is another research area. And make one more wisdom check for me, please.
That one's a 27 on a prime.
And somewhere in the distance of this space, down the hallway, you hear the scrape of a claw on crystal.
Oh, God.
And that's where we'll pick up next time.
Yay!
Primary Attribute has been imagined and brought to life by the people you've heard. For more information about the podcast, check out our website, primaryattribute.com. For questions, comments, and feedback, email us at letters@primaryattribute.com. To follow us on social media, you can find us at facebook.com/primaryattributepod, on Twitter @primeattribute, and at primaryattribute.tumblr.com for all of our blazed posts. Castles and Crusades is published by Trollord Games. Our theme music was composed by Aaron. Our logo was designed by Adam. This week's editor was Aaron. Thanks, Aaron! Thanks for listening, and we hope you tune in next time to Primary Attribute. Making mistakes in the recap, that's just canon now.
Sure.
Or not, I don't know.